Now here he is at outside of a frat house. Again, thousands of people waiting for him to come out. Trump signs everywhere, the cheering, the applause. The love, the patriotism. Do you think Biden could do that? Do you think Biden could do this at all? Oh, this is, I love this. Now he's flipping burgers at a tailgate. I love that. He holds the burger up. He holds the burger up.
I've not been this excited ever. Oh, yeah, Mug Club, baby. Wow.
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
This stuff up. Believe me, I wish we were. Believe me. Believe me. Believe it. But when I get this info, I'm going to tell you no matter what happens. You can be guaranteed of that. No matter what happens, I will go 100%, period. And that's it. Excuse me. Reason I start yelling, folks, is this is life and death stuff, okay? And my adrenaline just goes crazy because at a subconscious level, I realize this is combat, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is not a game. It's not good to serve evil. All these globalists look like reanimated corpses, and they all just get off on destruction and power, and their empire's collapsing, sucking America down with it, and they're not going to let it collapse without starting World War III. That's what all this is about.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today. From you.
So here's the deal. I'm not demonizing anybody that likes to watch football. I like to watch football. But you see, the day that Americans care more about their First Amendment, their Second Amendment, and the future of this country more than football is the day we really start to turn the tide. And there was a meeting of these two phenomenons with Donald Trump in Iowa at the Iowa-Iowa State game. And folks, the juxtaposition between Donald Trump with the people and Joe Biden with the people, It's stupid, okay? It's just stupid. It'd be like comparing Michael Jordan in his prime to, I mean, anybody, to you in the audience. It's ridiculous. Michael Jordan in his prime, greatest ball player ever. You in the audience, you probably suck. Trump has support from the people, the likes of which I don't think has ever been seen when it comes to a U.S. politician. And you might say, well, what about Barack Obama? I saw the support for Barack Obama in 2008. It was a lot of my friends. You know what? Most Barack Obama voters are Trump voters and now think Barack Obama is corrupt and the worst president they ever saw until Joe Biden. So we're going to do this juxtaposition from Donald Trump and his activities in public, or just any of his activities, to Joe Biden, who's traveling right now, and I mean, crumbling and falling apart right before our eyes. And it's so bad now. I mean, look, folks, we got more than a year left of Biden's presidency. I don't know how they're going to put this thing together. I mean, this thing is crumbling. And it's so bad now that they're cutting Joe Biden's mic mid-speech. And it's so bad now that Biden gets up there and he's like, you know what? I'm out of energy. I got to take a nap. It's crumbling so bad that Joe Biden admits when he's talking, yeah, I don't really control everything. They tell me what to do. What are they going to do? And then there's some other developments as far as the Democrat race is concerned with Gavin Newsom and RFK Jr. But we're going to get to that. I mean, and let me just start with this, because there's a popular show Saturday mornings, and it happened to just be a big deal because the University of Texas Longhorns football team was the game of the week versus Alabama. And so they have this huge scene outside of the stadium in Tuscaloosa before the game, and they pack it with thousands of people behind the broadcast booth, and they hold up signs, and it's a whole fanfare thing, and it's been going on for decades. Usually there aren't political statements made. Well, I don't know what ESPN is going to do. I'm surprised they even let Pat McAfee and A.J. Hawk and these other guys on the air and Aaron Rodgers, because they bash the vaccine, they bash the mandates, and I don't know if they're conservatives, but they're damn for sure not liberals. And now it's the top-rated show on ESPN. Oh, what do you know? The guy who's not a complete libtard is the most popular show on ESPN. And there's all these signs behind them as they're live on College Game Day, and it's Trump hats. And then there's one sign specifically that says Fauci lied. And then there's Trump hats and USA hats and Trump won signs. What is ESPN going to do about that? Are they going to cancel College Game Day? Are they going to say nobody can come in? Are they going to check your signs before you go behind the broadcast booth? Okay, but let's go to Trump's activity. You won't even believe this. In fact, guys, let's just roll it all back to back, and I'll just do some commentary over it. Let's roll clips two to seven. Back to back to back. Trump goes to Ames, Iowa. Big college football game. Iowa versus Iowa State. Big rivalry. Huge crowds. And just look at the reception from Donald Trump. And let me ask you this as you're watching it. What would happen if Joe Biden went to a college football game? What would happen if Joe Biden walked out in front of a crowd of 80,000 people and the announcer said, here's President Joe Biden? Do you think it'd be a positive response? Of course, we already know the answer is no. That's why Joe Biden doesn't do it. But Trump knows what happens when he goes in front of the crowd. And so, guys, go ahead and show the audience. So here's Trump walking through the mobs of people at the concourse, everybody wanting a handshake, an autograph, a picture. Just going nuts. USA, 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 USA. Can barely even get through the mobs. It's just a sea of support. Oh, I love this. Now he's flipping burgers at a tailgate. I love that. He holds the burger up. He holds the burger up. The Golden Toad grilling burgers. Biden wants to cancel burgers. Now here he is at outside of a frat house. Again, thousands of people waiting for him to come out. Trump signs everywhere, the cheering, the applause, the love, the patriotism. Do you think Biden could do that? Do you think Biden could do this at all? Here he is walking into the frat house. He goes right up to these men and he says hello. What do you think would happen if Biden walked into the frat house? He'd say, these guys are too old for me. Here he is tossing footballs. He was signing footballs and tossing them to the crowd. Oh, look at that arm, too. Trump with the arm. Oh, that's a strike. And now here he walks out into the stadium. People notice he's there and start cheering him on. Oh, he's not the president, though. He's not the most popular president of all time. He did not win the 2020 election. It's criminal to say he did. Now, again, yeah, guys, just keep this on the screen as we go to break. Dude, I mean, come on. We all know what would happen if Joe Biden showed up at a college football game. In fact, it's exactly what happened to Emmanuel Macron at the Rugby World Cup. We'll play that clip. He would get booed out of the building. You wouldn't even be able to hear yourself think. The boos would be so loud. So ask yourself, why doesn't Joe Biden go to a college football game? Because everyone knows, from Joe Biden to everybody in his cabinet, to everybody in his administration, to everybody on his staff knows, A, Joe Biden couldn't even handle it, first of all. He's not healthy. But two, he would get booed out of the building. But okay, Joe Biden was busy this weekend, and we'll juxtapose Trump's activities with Joe's on the other side.
Coffee has not been available at InfoWarsStore.com for 2 years because the price went up too high and the quality was starting to go down. I turned down so many other producers that wanted to partner with us. But when the folks at Minuteman came to me a year ago and I began to try their coffees, I was blown away. We finally have three great coffees that are the best they have to offer available to you right now. This is the best coffee I've ever tasted. It smells amazing and it's some of the strongest coffee I've ever drank. Ladies and gentlemen, these three single source Colombian coffees are now available at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. Tastes great. It's the strong one. Really strong. But these are all close second and thirds. Medium Roast, Wake Up America. Woo! That's what my go-to. Dark Roast, Tip of the Spear, tastes the best and is amazing and is still very, very strong. Gives you that pep. They're all three available at InfoWarsStore.com and they fund our operation. And each order gets a Pocket Constitution Citizen Rulebook.